And I'm curious as to, if you have time, what's the second one, Pat?
The second one was just the four, you know, two guys kneeling, two guys standing with Garvey, Dusty Baker, Ron Say, and Reggie Smith.
If you have time for that real fast,
please.
That was a photo that I talked Dusty Baker into taking because it was the last game of the 1977 season. All four of them were going to set a record by hitting 30 home runs in the season, except on that Friday night of the last weekend, Dusty didn't have 30. He was sitting on 29. I talked him into it, and I promised him if he'd pose for it, I would sit on it. If he didn't make it, they would never see daylight. He wound up hitting the home run to make 30 at his last at-bat on the final game of the season. And he hit the home run, number 30, off of J.R. Richard when he arrived at home plate. Lo and behold, a utility player by the name of Glenn Burke was greeting him there. And it's hard to believe, but Glenn Burke reached up with his arm to give him a high slap to congratulate him. Dusty reached up. It was the birth of the high five, something that never was gone on prior. But today it's a universal gesture, and that was the beginning of what we now know as the high five.
When Dusty hit his 30th in 77.
Yes.
And you're telling me you were in the studio, in the stadium witnessing that.
Right, and I photographed it. And what happens is, Pat, is no one at that time had any idea of what and how that would impact American culture and so forth going forward. The Dodgers marketing department, led by Fred Clare, took that and ran with it and named it a Dodger way of celebrating called the high five. And from that moment on, we were all introduced to it. At the very time that I shot it, I had no clue other than it was just a special moment at home plate. But that was it. And it was developed between Dusty Baker and the late Glenn Burke.
How many thousands of times has anybody asked you about that story? Dude, that's literally one of the coolest stories I've ever heard in my life. I mean, you couldn't possibly make that up.
The actual story is, if you Google it, you'll see my photograph of Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke high-fiving, and that photo is being portrayed by the media as the original high five, but in truth, it's not. It's actually two games after the end of the season when we entered postseason play against the Phillies, and it happened in front of my photo well. And Glenn Burke happened to be doing it for the second time with Dusty, but Glenn was not in the game. At the time at home plate, the front office has simply misplaced my work from that, and so we don't have any record of the original high five that took place at home plate 2 days earlier. But they'd like to have the followers believe that this other one was the case, when in reality it wasn't.